Welcome to Miracles of God with Pastors Joel and Annalisa Jones. Got to serve somebody, might as well serve the Lord. In today's message, Pastor Joel concludes the powerful teaching series, Prayer, Petitions, and Conditions, and the importance of our posture in prayer.
Just go to Proverbs 1. And go down to verses 25 to 28, I think it is. So I got a different Bible, you all, so bear with me here. My other Bible, the pages start falling out like loose hair or something. So I had to use this one.
Okay, Proverbs chapter 1, verses 25 through 28. Mm-hmm. And it says, because you disdained all my counsel, mm-hmm. and would have none of my rebuke, mm-hmm. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your terror comes, like a storm, and your destruction comes like a whirlwind, when distress and anguish come upon you. Then,
read this one.
Verse 28, then they will call on me, but I will not answer. They will seek me diligently, but they will not find me.
All right. Isn't that sad? Isn't that scary? That to me looms large in our lives, okay? He says he'll laugh at our calamity. When terror comes, he'll mock it. He'll mock you. He says when your terror comes like a storm and your destruction comes like a whirlwind, when distress and anguish comes upon you, he said, then you'll call on me. He said, oh, but when you call on me then, I won't answer. See, the judge has the right to hear your case or not, depending on evidence. I'm here to tell you that the devil wants to get you in that position. The devil wants us in that position where the Lord won't even hear our cries. I know sometimes you may not feel like even coming to church. I know sometimes you get here and there's been an argument at home. This is life. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it seems like the devil messes with you most when you're trying to do something for the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Happens to me. Sometimes I got to keep walking and thinking and thinking. I got to get by myself to put a smile on my face because of something that happened. But I can't afford to hold on to that hard-heartedness because I feel like somebody wronged me. You know why? Because I'm a pastor. I got to do this thing right. I got to be here for people because the devil loves nothing more than to take me down, take me out, okay? So don't much is given, much is required. Well, I'm telling you all, it's required of each one of us. It's required from you all too because you're all ministers of God. Jesus said, go into all the nations, all of you, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them all I've commanded you. Not your pastor, you. So each one of us that are in Christ, we can't afford to live by our own rules anymore. Yeah. Pastor Annalisa said, you can't afford to get mad at that lady when she step on your toe in line. Little kids reaching in there and getting drumsticks. Not even supposed to be in line. You can't get no. Mm-mm. You might have to pray for somebody. Something may happen as soon as you get out of that restaurant where there's a bad car accident. And you go by the road and you're the angel the Lord sent in physical form. You are the one now who is supposed to pray for those people. And here you are, just cursed out a little 8-year-old with a drumstick. Get out of here. You're supposed to get your little rug rat. Get out of here. You see, I just came from church. No. No. Devil got you on that one. You see, it's important that we call on the Lord. The Lord said, the Lord has sent you. He has a protocol for us. A purpose for our lives. 2 Corinthians 6:3, we talk about that all the time. We take no offense in anything that our ministry may not be blamed, but in all things we commend ourselves as ministers of God. Talks about it, right? We've gone over that before. In much tribulation, distress, and needs, tomos, labors, and sleeplessness, and fastings, by purity, by knowledge, by the Holy Spirit, by the word of God, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left. In other words, whatever comes, don't forget you're a minister of the Lord. Don't forget that you represent Jesus. Don't forget that you're an ambassador of Christ. Okay? Your prayers are heard. If you're walking in this thing, your prayers are heard. But there are conditions that have to be upheld, that have to be abided by. And that's all I'm saying right here. That's what this we're getting to. That's what this scripture is saying. And the Lord takes it very serious. He said, because then if you don't consider my rebuke, and you will have none of my rebuke, and he only rebukes the ones he loves, but you won't have it, and you've disdained all his counsel. That means he's told you what to do, and you keep doing what you want to do. He said, okay, when you're going to pray to me, and I'm not going to listen to you. You're the boy that cried wolf. You're that kid that won't do what I tell them to do, so I'm going to have to teach you the hard way, okay? That's what it is. So we have to see this. God has plans for you. He has a purpose for our lives, okay? So we have to see that. So this is an important scripture. It's clear that conditions or facts surrounding our lives can bear heavily on whether or not the Lord hears and answers our prayers. That's very important. To the extent even that destruction may be allowed in our lives for certain reasons. Sometimes we wonder what's happening to us. Why is this happening? Why is this happening? I don't know. But I know we have to take inventory. It just might be a Job thing. It just might be. But I hope not for all of us. But if it is, if that's what the Lord is giving us, then we have to walk through that as well, right? So in this passage, the Lord is warning all of us that when people choose to be willfully disobedient and disregard God's calling and reaching out to them, they can't expect that God will hear their prayers. But you know, when the storm comes, we forget how hard-headed we've been. We forget all about that. Like, what, Lord? Why you let what I do? Okay. So God will hear our prayers in this. But again, when those things happen, he's telling you right here how not to be in that position. So I'm going to move on. I want to share something with you before we go. The Bible talks a lot about the great apostasy, right? Yeah. More and more we're seeing it. More and more we're seeing it, and I got to talk about this. It's in line with what we're saying here. We're seeing it in God's, I call them so-called churches, because I really don't know who's who. You know, the wheat is among the tares. Yeah. God says he's going to gather them both up, then he's going to sell them and let him separate them. But there are some things that we have to see, okay? There are churches which are becoming, in many cases, more and more contrary to God's laws, all right? This is disobedience, clear and simple. I don't care what anybody said, a word says it, okay? I'm not here to be politically correct. I don't have time for that, okay? There are many churches serving to subvert the word of God. But the Bible makes it clear that these so-called churches are going to show themselves more and more as the time of Christ comes near. Okay? Now, I want us to look at 2 Timothy 4, verses 2 to 5. I'm going to try to get through this. We don't have much longer to go. Pastor, if you take us to 2 Timothy, chapter 4, verse 2 to 5. We know this. Mm-hmm. Please.
2 Timothy chapter 4, mm-hmm. verses 2 to 5. Mm-hmm. Preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. They will not endure sound doctrine, mm-hmm. but according to their own desires.
Their own desires.
Because they have itching ears. Mm-hmm. They will heap up for themselves teachers.
You know what they heap up? Just throw them in there. Put them, just lump them all together. Go ahead.
And they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. Mm-hmm. But you be
That's
watchful.
Us. Be watchful.
In all things. Mm-hmm. Endure afflictions. Mm-hmm. Do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry.
Fulfill your ministry. Thank you, Pastor. Now, saints, there are churches, so-called church leaders, so-called churches who have been just as the scriptures describe right here, all right? Preaching and teaching a compromised doctrine, not a true doctrine. Now, most of these establishments are seeker-friendly, attracting a wide cross-reference of people who claim to be Christians. The leaders of these churches claim to follow the Holy Bible, but accept unrepentant homosexuality, bisexuality, and a whole bunch of other things in the churches, meaning that you're welcome to come and not change, okay? Who wouldn't go to a church where you can come and think you're being closer to God, but stay in your sins? If I didn't know the Lord and somebody said, you know what, you can come to this church and still womanize, I would still be unfaithful. Or you can come to this church and keep that same old bad attitude of somebody look at you, knock them out. I would still be in that same position, okay? Who wouldn't go to a church where you can be a church of thieves, or we can all steal and pickpocket each other right in the church, and it's okay, and God accepts it, right? Okay, so we have to think about these things. And one such church is Hillsong Church. Yes. One such church. I'll tell you why I say this. And I usually don't label people on label things, but there's something that you got to know, okay? So you know I'm doing my research. You know the Lord is speaking with me, is working with me. They put on a musical. I just saw it recently. The musical depicted a man with a beard dressed as a woman. This is in the church. Man with a beard dressed as a woman, a man in drag, in the church. Somehow the congregation was paying homage to this man when he stepped out, and the music and the flag behind him and a star. I don't know if it was a goddess thing on his head, but obviously little boys and little girls are watching this in the church, okay, in the attendance of the church. It seemed more like a rock concert than a church function, okay, lauding the persona of a bearded man dressed as a woman. Some people thought, was he supposed to be Jesus because he had the beard and the long hair? Again, a depiction. So it's very confusing, but I'm saying, who would let this in a church of God? I'm just saying, okay, a man wearing a beard, half man, half woman, okay? Maybe he was supposed to be a transvestite, but somebody in the church dressed that way and showed it across, it's shown across the nation. Now, but that's not all. In the same event, the same church, they had a man on God's altar, who they said depicted the naked cowboy. So the man was on the altar naked, except with a guitar covering his midsection and lower extremities. But no shirt, no nothing. And people applauded it in the church. Now, I just got to speak on this now. As it turns out, the same church. Now, you got children, babies, people coming to Christ. This church draws in hundreds of thousands of people. Seeker-friendly. It's a seeker-friendly church. And it turns out that this same church produces some of the most endeared Christian music known. They have a fabulous band. But now things are coming under question and things are coming to light. You see, let me tell you something. And I told you, the devil will give you a little bit of truth. And he'll give you a whole bunch of lie and innuendo. He doesn't care if you praise God, if he's got his foot in the door. He doesn't care if you how you holler Jesus, but then you let something else into your fabric of your life, of your family, that's not Christ. Okay, God said you can't sit at the table of demons and the table of the Lord. He says you can't eat with Satan and then say you're eating with me. You belong to one another. You can't serve two masters. Now, we got to see what's going on, because you've got a lot of young people, 18, 15, flocking to this church saying, I'm free. I can be what I want to be. And they said, come on in and be who you want to be. Come on in. And they're just coming in by the droves. The pastor, Brian Houston from Australia, said in one of his sermons that Muslims, they serve Allah and we serve Jesus. We serve the same God. Blasphemy. It's a lie. It's a lie. Now, maybe he made a mistake, but he said it. Where it is, he never took it back. But if I had to see that and then see, Bible says you'll know them by their fruit. I'm talking about this because it's dangerous to the body of Christ. The devil is working. He's got his foot in the church. Just like he said to Jesus, all this will give you if you just fall down and worship me. This church is in deep with Hollywood. It's in deep with celebrities. Celebrities are coming, the same ones that are in cults and have Masonic values and everything else are coming to this church in droves, and they're saying that I'm a Christian. You better be able to see. You better read this word that says they'll heap up for themselves teachers. They'll turn away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. Yes, the devil knows the word. Yes, he'll give you some good songs to sing. Doesn't mean a thing if you're not walking in the Lord. This is so serious that now we've got to go evaluate the songs we've been singing. Because we're a church that's going to follow the Lord. I'm not here to play. I'm here to follow the Lord. And we should all want to follow Jesus wholeheartedly. If you got to make your own songs, say, Lord, send me some music. But the point is, we have to see what's going on. Now, I mention this because the Word of God instructs us in Ephesians 5:11 to have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. And I find it hard to believe that I'm the first person that ever said anything about this. But this is very important to the body of Christ. It is very important. It's about everything that we're talking about, okay? So, that's not, it's not hard to expose darkness in this case when the leaders of this church are glorifying the experience. Two of their worship leaders are two men that are about to marry or they have married, and they actually were in the gay parade. They were on a float or something like that. And they are lauded in the church. So of course people are going to come. Of course celebrities are going to come. Of course people that can live that lifestyle and still say, hey, I'm saved. And if you're rubbing shoulders with the elite, Satan is going to give you the money. He's going to give you the accolades as long as, test the fruit. Do your research and see, because we have to keep our eyes open. And the Bible speaks of all this, okay? It speaks of this. It said that many will be lost. Many who don't know the true word of God. Thousands of young people, hipsters, teenagers, 30-something. That range, okay, on up to that age. Young people flocking to the church so that they feel like they're at a rock concert. With the low lights and the flashing and the electronics and the fire in the background. Better be careful. There's going to be some fire if we continue walking in this type of thing. But it won't be technotronics or pyrotechnics. It'll be the real deal. So we as Christ followers have to see this because it's expanding. They now have a church in L.A. They have one in New York. Okay, so now they're based in the United States. Don't you see how Satan works? Satan is bold. He's bold. He'll come into your house. He tried it with Jesus, and he's doing the same thing now. But God knows. God's not caught off guard, okay? I'm going to ask Pastor Annalisa to take us to Hebrews 10, verse 26 to 30. Read that for us, please, and I'll close out, begin to close out.
Hebrews chapter 10, verses 26 to 30 says, "For if we sin willfully... after we have received the knowledge of the truth, There is no longer remains a sacrifice for sins. Mm-hmm. No longer remains a sacrifice for sins. But a certain fearful expectation of judgment and fiery indignation, which will devour mm-hmm. the adversaries. Mm-hmm. And verse 28 says, anyone who has rejected Moses' law dies without mercy on the testimony of two or three witnesses. Mm-hmm. Of how much worse punishment do you suppose will he be thought worthy who has trampled the Son of God underfoot, counted the blood of the covenant by which he was sanctified a common thing, and insulted the Spirit of grace? Mm-hmm. For we know him who said, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. And again, the Lord will judge his people.
Amen. Amen. Thank you again, Pastor, for reading that for us. I know we read it before, but I wanted to go to that complete text so you get the meaning, saints. I said last week that we could stay on this series for about a year. I think I said a year, and we could, because it's such a broad topic. Prayers, petitions, and conditions. And then the Lord added, being respectful, doing what God desires. Thank you. Probably because it's just that broad. But I have to leave it where it is for now. But please, saints, understand that the road is narrow. There's a very narrow road. It's not wide. Contrary to what you hear from pastors like this that says God has a very wide area where he brings people in. This is another thing that he said. It's as if everything in the Bible is being countered and we have people in the pulpit preaching this nonsense. So that's why you've got to study to show yourselves approved. You've got to walk in the way of Christ and follow his word, follow the Holy Spirit, and trust in the Lord with all your heart. Understand that the road is narrow. It's not wide. It's a narrow road, and only that narrow road will lead us to heaven and to salvation, and it goes right through Jesus Christ. Jesus is the open door. I'm going to end with this scripture verse from the book of Psalms 66, 18 and 19 that says, if I hold iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear, but certainly God has heard me. He has attended to the voice of my prayer. Clearly, saints, we have a choice. We have a choice. That's what they're saying. When it comes to bringing our prayers and petitions to the Lord, the correct choice is to be obedient and aspire to truly allow God to purge us from our iniquity and our desires and all the money and the glitz and the glamour, whatever else the devil might try to bring our way. If God gives you that, fine. But understand, would God give you something to glorify the devil or to glorify him? So we really have to be thinking all good gifts come from the Father of lights above. Amen. And there is no shadow of turning. That's what the word says. So we want to obediently aspire to truly allow God to purge us of our iniquity and the Holy Spirit to cleanse our hearts and hear our prayers, our petitions, and conditions. Amen.
Amen and praise God. Remember, we have a choice. We pray you choose the Lord's way. You're listening to Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones, sponsored in part by Spirit of Truth Church Worldwide in Fairfield, California. Today's message, as well as previous broadcasts, are available on demand at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. We love connecting with our listeners. Like and follow us on Facebook. Submit comments, prayer requests, and praise reports at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. And listen, if Pastor Joel's messages are ministering to you, let us know. Share your testimonies on our contact page. We appreciate your faithful support and pray the Lord continues to strengthen you as you follow him. Miracles of God is a listener-supported program. All financial donations are tax-deductible and accepted on our secure website. Giving is easy. Simply click the donate button on our website to give today. As a friendly reminder, all services are being conducted online until social distancing orders are lifted. God is with us and will bring us all through victoriously. Know that we're praying for you and trusting the Lord to protect you and keep you healthy and strong. If you're feeling alone, frustrated, or in need of encouragement, our prayer warriors are here to pray with you. Call 707-759-5244 and join us for Sunday worship services on Facebook, Zoom, and Periscope at 1 p.m. and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. for prayer and Bible study at 8 p.m. as we walk through the Bible together. Sunday services are also available on YouTube and at SpiritOfTruthChurchWorldwide.com. Don't forget to tune into Miracles of God next week for another powerful word from Pastor Joel Jones. Until next time.
Got to serve somebody, might as well.